Good afternoon. We remain under the influence of the large circulation that was associated with the big nor'easter that hit earlier in the week. The upper level portion of the storm is encompassing most of the northeastern part of the country, including interior New York and New England, and off into the Canadian Maritimes. With the counterclockwise circulation throwing energy back our way, moisture is being wrung out in the form of numerous flurries and snow showers, which could coat the ground from time to time in some spots, especially across the higher terrain where a couple of inches of snow will be possible. The best chance for accumulating snow will be on surfaces that already have a snowpack, while many roadways will just remain wet, as sunshine will work its way through some of the thicker clouds and bright spots will allow temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 30s. We'll also see a west-northwest breeze persist throughout the day, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. As we get into the night tonight, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and a couple of passing snow showers, and that circulation will continue to influence our weather into the weekend. We'll look for an even gustier west-northwest breeze to start the weekend on Saturday, and with a few snow showers passing by, high temperatures will manage to get into the middle and upper 30s once again. Eventually, that circulation will fill in and high pressure will tend to dominate the weather picture. That'll start on Saturday night and continue into the day on Sunday. So a dry second half to the weekend with more sunshine. Still, some clouds will mix in and it'll remain on the cooler side with high temperatures around 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Deep South and the Carolina coast, where another storm will begin to emerge. The exact track from this point forward will determine what we get here in interior New York and New England. Right now, it looks like the next storm will be too far off the coast to bring New York and New England a substantial snowfall. However, any track closer to the coast would mean heavier snow for us, especially Monday night and Tuesday. Right now, it looks like the best chance for accumulating snow during the early part of next week will be closer to the coast. High temperatures will be in the middle and upper 30s. Behind the system Wednesday and Thursday, breezy and cool with leftover snow showers and highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, colder than normal temperatures are forecast to continue into the upcoming weekend for much of the eastern United States in the wake of that strong nor'easter. A cold upper-level low over the northeast will provide scattered to numerous snow showers all the way out to the Great Lakes. This will make it feel more like the middle of winter across the weekend. Less in the way of snow is expected tomorrow, though, as the upper low moves offshore and moisture decreases. A weakening storm system approaching California, meantime, on Saturday is expected to bring widespread rain and mountain snow to that state through Sunday morning, with the greatest rainfall totals expected between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Rain and high elevation snow also likely from the Pacific Northwest to the Northern Rockies with the passage of the next cold front. By Saturday morning, a new surface low is forecast to develop over the southern plains and become better organized as it crosses the Deep South Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to be widespread ahead of this low as deep moisture from the Gulf of Mexico surges northward and interacts with a warm front. Some areas near Interstate 20 may get 1 to 3 inches of rainfall by the end of the weekend, and localized flooding is possible where thunderstorm activity becomes persistent. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few flurries in the mid-40s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few rain and snow showers in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 81, set in 2016. And the record low, 14 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening 5:54 p.m., 11 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with occasional light snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with occasional light snow showers today. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, Southern Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, the Greater Capital District, and the Lake George Saratoga area, east into Southern Vermont and Northern Berkshire County. Mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with flurries and snow showers and highs in the middle and upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, especially along the coast on Monday afternoon and Monday night in the upper 30s. More snow along the coast on Tuesday. Snow showers inland, becoming windy in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday and Thursday. Scattered snow showers with highs in the mid 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.